Fair Lady in the Overture means it's another 60 minutes of grease, paint and stage lights with me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Julia Roofy.
And no Alistair Woodgate.
No, I believe he's doing something with, what is it, Holiday Inn?
Yes, he's producing Holiday Inn. He's very busy for the next couple of weeks.
I think he's building the set as well, you know.
Well, he does everything, doesn't he? He does all the drawings
and
the set.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough about him. Welcome to 60 minutes of the best on the musicals, and as well as all that, we've got our tour at 22, which are?
Their Newsies. So I wonder which ones they're going to be. There's some lovely songs in Newsies.
There is. So write two songs down. We'll compare notes later.
My life is totally prepared for a gigantic change right now. I'm genuinely ready to be married.
Right, then. Why aren't you?
Right.
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 Ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da.
You could drive a person crazy. You could drive a person mad. Ba-da-da. First you make a person feel all hazy, so a person could be had. Ba-da-da. Then you leave a person dangling, sadly, outside your door, which it only makes a person gladly want you even more. I could understand a person if she said to go away. Ba-da-da. I could understand a person if she happened to be gay.
You think?
Do I know?
Nah.
But worse than that, a person that titillates a person and then leaves him flat is crazy. She's a troubled person. She's a truly crazy person herself.
Dirty flirt.
I just don't understand.
When a person's personality is personable, she should not have stayed in her butt. It's harder than a matador coercing a bull to try to get you out of your rut.
So single and attentive and attractive a chick is everything a person could wish. But turning off a person is the act of a chick who likes to pull the hooks out of fish. Knock, knock, is anybody there? Knock, knock, it really isn't
fair.
Bobby, 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 you could drive a person frantic. You could blow a person's cool. Like you get a person all romantic while you make him feel a fool. But when a person says you just don't get her, that's when you're good. You impersonate a person better than a zombie should. I could understand a person if she wasn't good in bed.
She's good.
No, I could understand a person if she actually was dead. Ba-da-da-da, exclusive you, elusive you. Will any person ever get the juice of you? You're crazy, you're a troubled person. You're a moving, deeply maladjusted, never to be trusted, crazy person. Yourself. Bobby is my hobby and I'm giving it up.
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Before we do the Lyrical Challenge, you heard Company and You Can Drive a Person Crazy, which is a great song. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on, funny enough. But it's time for our Lyrical Challenge. What's it this week, Julia?
Yes, indeed. Here we go. And when you go, when you slam the door, I think you know that you won't be away too long.
One more time, please.
And when you go, when you slam the door, I think you know that you won't be away too long.
If you know what it is, it's musicals at btinternet.com. We're talking old friends next.
Jailhouse rock with me, let's rock.
get in touch, visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
I would like you to listen, pay attention and listen to a story that's old but never stale. I would like you to listen, pay attention and listen to a 20th century fairy tale. Once there was a princess, once there was a guy, and they fell in love one wonderful day. Just a guy. So there was the royal devil to pay. They were ordered not to speak to one another, and they knew the sorrow that would bring. Still they promised not to speak to one another, but they did promise not to sing. So beneath her window tenderly he sang all the things he promised never to say. Once upon a time today, he collected lots of ordinary phrases, like I love you dear and you're for me. But he found that when he set them all to music, they were just as good as poetry. Beneath her window tenderly he sang about that happy ending in May. Once upon a time too.
And there you heard Once Upon a Time Today from Call Me Madam and Jailhouse Rock from Smokey Joe's Cafe. Nobody ever does Call Me Madam anymore, do they?
How I think old
it's,
is it?
Oh, it's, I think it's 40s, 50s. I think it's very really? Dated, yeah.
And what's it about?
She's a senator. It was a Ethel Merman originally. She's a senator and she falls in love with another senator. I can't remember. It's so long since I saw it. But it's something like that.
It's memorable then.
Yeah. I think it was at the time.
Yeah, we went to see Old Friends.
Oh, fantastic.
It was brilliant. It was so good. So good. And the one of the opening songs was the one that says you can drive a person crazy.
Yes, yeah.
Because three, I can't remember the names of the people because I haven't got the program in front of me, but three of them, and they go, do-do, do-do, and the other one at the end goes, boop.
Yes.
So good. But also, is it Leah Salonga? Is that her name?
Yeah.
She did Mrs. Lovett. Oh, my God, it was so good.
Oh, fantastic.
And if you want to know the review of that, please look it up on the website. It's www.greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk. See, I've forgotten them. I think I need a break. You listen to Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby, and Julia Rufi.
Why, them angels is chased silver right there.
Silver, yes. These are my friends. See how they glisten. See this one shine. How he smiles.
smiles in the light, my friend, my faithful friend. Speak to me, friend. Whisper, I'll listen. I know you've been locked out of sight all these years. Like me, my friend. Well, I've come home to find you waiting. Home, and we're together, and we'll do wonders. Won't we? You there, my friend.
I'm your friend.
Come, let me. Now with a sigh, the warmth in my hand, my friend, my clever friend.
Always had a fondness for you, I did.
Rest now, my friend.
Never you fear,
Mr. I'll unfold.
You can't feel here, Mr. Todd.
No splendors you never have dreamed on your day. At last, my arm is complete again.
His voice was soft, his manner mild.
He seldom laughed, but he often smiled.
He'd seen how civilized men behave. He never forgot and he never forgave.
The Fleet God!
The demon barber of Fleet Street.
Hi, I'm Tom Richardson, and you're listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Once in your life, you find him, someone who turns your heart around. Next thing you know, you're closing down the town. Wake up and he's still with you, even though you left him way across town. You're wondering to yourself, hey, what have I found? It's crazy, but it's true. If they get caught between the moon and New York City, the best that you can do, the best that you can do is fall in love.
Between the moon and New York City, I know it's crazy, but it's true. If you get caught between the moon and New York City, the best that you can do, the best that you can do is fall in love.
Get in touch. Text 07857 982459.
We will now hear testimony from Brother Nicely Nicely Johnson. Brother Nicely Nicely Johnson.
Get up, you fat water buffalo!
Well, it happened to me kind of funny. Like a dream. That's it. A dream.
Tell us, in your own words.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along, and there I stood, and I hollered, "Someone fade me." But the passengers, they knew right from wrong. For the people all said, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat."
People all said, sit down, you're rocking the boat.
And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down,
you're rocking the boat.
I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found passing out the whiskey, but the passengers were bound to resist. For the people all said, "Beware, you're on a heavenly trip." People all said, "Beware, beware, you scuttle the ship, and the devil will drag you under by the fancy tie round your wicked throat." And as I laughed at those passengers to heaven, a great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sank and I hollered, "Someone save me," that's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
And I said to myself, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat."
Sit down.
Said to myself, "Sit down,
sit down,
you're rocking the boat." And the devil will drag you under.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat. From the Bridge Theatre original cast recording.
Yeah, Guys and Dolls, yeah. I love it. I love it.
Oh, it's very immersive.
Yes, immersive always feels a bit like a busman's holiday to me.
Well, that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I can imagine you being in the immersive theatre and some of the cast go, "Oh, hello, Julia." brilliant. What else did we have before that?
Well, before that, we had Arthur's theme from The Boy from Oz, and then we had My Friends from Sweeney Todd.
Which linked in nicely with Mrs. Lovett.
Yes.
I think the other chap was called Secombs, S-E-C-O-M-B. Brilliant.
Right, Secombs.
Very good. He was very good.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to move on to the Time Traveller's Wife. We've had this soundtrack sent through.
Yes.
And I want to see what you think of it.
Okay. I'm interested to hear it because I haven't seen the show, but I did read the book.
Yeah.
I love the book, actually.
Yeah, have a listen.
Thank you.
pictures of ourselves on the wall.
Summer days together before the fall.
Did we believe our lives would lead us here?
To come home.
Memories, some bad, some good, and some misunderstood. We've only got one life to live. There's just so much love to give. Let's put it back together. We don't have forever, so come on. There's no need afraid. All the mistakes that we made, they will disappear along with all our fears. Come on.
We can dream of a perfect family. How it's meant to be, but never is.
But we can.
What do you think of that then?
Well, who are we? The time traveller's wife. That's quite funny because I somehow expected it to be... Well, I didn't expect that. I expected it to be a more, shall we say, classic, yeah, traditional classic.
Yeah.
Score.
Yeah. And the beginning, do you think it sounded like something else?
Yes, and it did. Now, hang on a minute. It sounded like... Oh, God, just a small town girl.
Yeah.
Living in a... It was like that, wasn't
Journey,
it?
Journey one.
Yeah.
Believe or something like that.
Yeah.
If you know, let us know. It's musicals at BTInternet.com.
Yeah,
fascinating. We'll play some
don't
more of that.
Don't stop believing.
Don't stop believing.
That's it.
Yeah, well, you'd have to have email in now.
Yeah.
New York, New York. Are a village in Iowa. The only difference is the name. If you're alone, whether on Main Street or on Broadway, if you're alone, they are both the same. You, then it's so lonely.
A million faces pass before your eyes. Still, it's a lonely town unless there's love. A love that's shining like a harbor light. You're lost in the night unless there's love. The world's an empty place, and every town's a lonely town. Before your eyes, still it's a lonely town. Unless there's love, a love that's shining like a harbor light. You're lost in the night unless there's love. The world's an empty place, and every town's a lonely town.
Grease Paint and Stage Lights, where musicals matter.
mate, isn't it? Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, I love Hugh Jackman.
He can do nothing wrong in your eyes.
Nope, he can't.
That was The Greatest Showman and Come Alive here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Now, you're going to do the lyrical challenge one more time, please.
Yes, I will indeed. Here we go. And when you go, when you slam the door, I think you know that you won't be away too long.
If you know what it is, it's musicals@btinternet.com. Now, Iolanthe, what's all that about?
Oh, yes, I went to see Iolanthe. It was, the set was absolutely marvellous. It was so beautiful. It was wonderful to hear anything played by a large orchestra. Do you know what I mean? It was lovely. They literally threw every possible comic thing you could imagine at it, and it was just too much. It just slowed everything up so much, and you were waiting for another just slightly mistimed joke. It didn't really totally spoil my enjoyment of it, but nevertheless, there was some mistimed things, basically. They're not all actors, they're beautiful opera singers.
Yes.
And you know, some of them just haven't got much comic timing, basically.
No, I struggle a bit with opera, I've got to be honest. We went to see The Marriage of Figaro.
Oh, yes.
How long does it take to find someone hiding in a garden? God, it was about 25 minutes. Yeah. And they're all shouting at each other in some front. And I had to read the credits. I'm missing all the action. You know, not the credits, the bits at the top, the wording.
Running banner, yeah.
But he's lying behind his flower bed with his head sticking up. And she's going, I don't know where he is. And I felt like I was standing up and going, well, he's here. Can we move on? Yeah,
he's over there.
He's in the corner. Well, have you ever seen a show where the comic time has been spot on? I mean, really spot on.
I have, yes, I have periodically. Yeah, it's perfect. Some of the national productions of things like Norman Conquests and things like that, absolutely magic, really brilliant. And when it does happen like that, it's so fantastic.
Yeah, we went to see Peter Pan Goes Wrong.
Oh yeah,
very funny, but at certain points, bless them, they would overstretch something. You know, there might be an accident and he's got bandages on his head and he's laying there and they milk as much as they can. Mm. And then you get people in the audience go, move on a bit.
What's interesting about all of those is that they're manufactured.
Yeah.
The accidents are manufactured, which is why I love Noises Off so much.
Yes.
Because it's total chaos, but every single thing comes out of the action.
It does.
Nothing is created specially for the effect. And that's, I think, the difference. It's not to say I don't like all the goes wrong things, but Noises Off is such a wonderful classic Michael Frayn example of how to do it properly.
Yeah, because you said in the book one side is the dialogue and the other side is the action.
Act two, the stage directions take up literally half the book.
Wow.
Because it's so complicated.
everything from Mac and Mabel here on Grease Painted Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby and Julia Rufy. And Mac and Mabel, that's about the old black and white films, isn't it?
Yes, Mac Sennett. He was the inventor of the Keystone Cops.
Ah, yes, they were good.
Among other things, of course.
Well, I found a TV channel. I'm going to say it because I think it's brilliant. You're dipping in that. They repeat a lot, but it's free, called Pluto.
Oh, yeah.
And they put all the old stuff on, the Lauren Hardys and the Keystone
Talking
Cops.
Pictures.
Oh, yes.
Talking Pictures does as well. A friend of mine runs Talking Pictures.
They're just round the corner in Hertfordshire, aren't they?
They are, yes. They're in Chipperfield. Yes.
Yeah, very nice.
Yes.
Okay, time for our tour at 22.
It's Newsies.
Yay.
I wonder which two.
Now it's time for this week's Two at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
You don't need money when you're famous. They give you whatever you want gratis.
Such as
a pair of new shoes with matching laces.
Permanent box at the Sheepshead races.
This dry on rye with a sour pickle.
A personal puss on a wooden nickel.
Look at me, I'm the king of New York. Suddenly, I'm respectable.
The middle of this week's Two at 22.
Ladies and gentlemen, please
please welcome the star of our show, Miss Meta Larkin.
I'm doing all right for myself, folks. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise. My investments and such have all gone up so much. Seems whatever I touch starts to rise. I've got men, I've got money, and yet the thing I want most I can't get. Uh-huh, that feels good. On Long Island Sound, I pulled up a weed, they found oil in the ground. But you telling me you don't want me around. Now, honey, that's rich. Some guys give me ermine, chinchilla, and mink. And some give me diamonds as big as a sink. But you wouldn't give me so much as a wink. Some dope. Hey, baby, I was just talking about you. Now listen, sport, this life's too short to waste it on you. It may be rough, but soon enough, I'll learn to make do with the mansion, the oil, well, the diamonds, the yacht, with Andy, Eduardo, the pontiff, and Scott.
Was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Yes, indeed. And you heard Kings of New York and That's Rich from Newsies. I loved that show so much.
It is a good show, I must admit. Yeah. Copacabana, you like Copacabana.
I like Copacabana. The book's a bit, you know, but the music and the spectacle is just wonderful.
And the costume.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely stunning.
Señores, aquí está la estrella de la Tropicana, Conchita Álvarez y sus muchachos.
It went under and you're coming down with flu. Your son is going steady, but his girlfriend's name is Frank. Your daughter made the evening news by holding up a bank. But you don't cry, instead you fly. And when you get down here, all your worries disappear. Welcome to Havana, where the world is on vacation. Welcome to Havana for the party of your life. At the Tropicana, it's one big celebration. What a town, Havana. What a shame you brought your wife. Oh, it's the greatest city in the world. Believe me, I know. I've been around. Morocco has the Casbah, but it also has the stench. And Nice is very nice, but then it also has the French. It's much too cold in Sweden. It's much too hot in Rome. And if you go to London, you might as well stay home, 'cause here the air is clean and here the pumps are green. So come and be my guest and let Conchita do the rest. Welcome to Havana, have a drink, have a double. Welcome to Havana, where the moon is full and round. Back in Indiana, life is doom and gloom and trouble.
My heart goes boom chicka boom, boom chicka boom, boom boom chicka 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 boom, boom chicka boom, boom chicka boom, boom boom chicka 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 boom, boom chicka boom, boom chicka boom, boom chicka boom chicka chicka boom boom. Sing with me, muchachos. Once more with feeling. Watch those bouncing melons. Carmen Miranda, and boy, was she glad to be rid of it!
One great show tune after another on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
You gotta know what to do, you gotta do it in a hurry. Gotta hustle, gotta bustle, gotta scoot, you gotta scurry. Cause we
got no time
to fool around, around here.
Around here.
You gotta get it right on the first try, honey. Cause each mistake means they're losing lots of money. And we
got no time
to waste a dime around here. Here's your mimeograph and the carbon paper. There's your intercom. There's the phone and there's the stapler. Got your shredder, got your letters, gonna type. You gotta write. Is that clear?
Is that clear?
Got your three-hole punch and at noon take lunch. Keep it running, keep it coming. Gotta pump, you gotta hump. Cause we got
no time
to fool around, around here. Follow me. Keith, Mr. Hart's administrative assistant.
Violet, I've been meaning to talk to you about Mr. Hart's rules regarding office decor. No personal items on the desk. We mustn't look cluttered and sloppy. An office that looks efficient
is efficient.
I've typed up this memo, and you can post it on the bulletin board.
Thanks, Roz. I know just where to stick it. Dear old Roz is Mr. Hart's administrative eyes, ears, nose, and throat. If you ever want to gossip in the ladies' room, check under the stall for feet first. Such a thing as your personal worries. Gotta grow, you gotta show, gotta keep it in tow around here. Let's recap.
Around here.
Know who to trust, know it in a hurry.
Around here.
No time for any personal worries.
Around here.
No laughing, no jokes, and mind the dress code.
Is that clear?
Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Well, I've looked at the clock and we've got to go. Time has beaten us yet again.
It has indeed.
Listen, thanks for your company, Mrs. R.
And you.
Next week, I want to talk about directors and the difficulty in casting, because that must come across.
Oh, yes, that's an interesting thing to talk about, definitely.
Before we go, we'll say goodbye. Thank you very much for tuning in. Do tune in next week. But the answer to Lyrical Challenge, please.
Did you guess it? Mamma Mia from Mamma Mia.
I was cheated by you, and I think you know when. So I made up my mind, it must come to an end.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Light is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.